What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Radza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays, and we have an offer for you. All you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video, and you will get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum that covers everything we have, every sport, daily fantasy, season-long fantasy football, sports betting, all that good stuff. Plus, new customers get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon that first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, because today we are talking Monday Night Football.
We certainly are. And, you know, I looked this morning, there's only a couple undefeated teams left, and the Raiders happen to be one of them. You boys, you have had the magic eye with this team. I have not. I'm going to tell you right now, I kind of think they lose tonight, and I'm going to get into my first bet. It is a prop bet, and it kind of goes into what we're talking about there. I think the Chargers are going to control this game, and it surprisingly, maybe, if you dig in, the Raiders have been awful against the run, and I think that Austin Eckler, even though he's a pass catcher, is going to be busy on the ground today. His rushing prop is 56.5 at minus 115. I'm going over here. He's not a, you know, a huge volume guy, but he still had carries in three games, 15, 9, and 11. The nine carries was in a loss. And again, Vegas is 29th in the league in opponent rushing yards per attempt. So I look at a guy like Eckler, really not a ton of competition behind him. You've got Roundtree. I don't think that that's a huge threat. And I think that if the Chargers do win the game, you could see Eckler push for major volume. So 56.5, pretty pedestrian number. I'm going to lay a strip of bacon on that he can eclipse that number.
That is not the first time that I've heard that bet today. That one was given out by your friend and partner, Matt Gajewski, on the NFL Showdown Strategy Show that we just did.
Well, that's so good. Over, right?
Yes,
over. All right. We see eye to eye, and yeah, I think Eckler is going to be busy on the ground tonight.
So you gave me some credit for being sort of the Raiders whisperer.
You are.
Before we started this show. If I am whispering for them, it's not going to bring them good news today. I am more interested in the Chargers. I'm going to lay the points. I'm going to go and give up the -3. The Raiders at PFF, 8th ranked offense, 11th in defense. Chargers are 13th and 26th, which is not at all what I was expecting. But the Raiders right now, 3-0. I don't think the world is ready for a 4-0 Raiders team. It doesn't feel like something I want to see happen, even though I have been on the Raiders a bit. The Raiders do have the Bears next week, so I can see them losing this game. It matters for divisional purposes, and then rebounding, getting the victory next week. I do think the Chargers are the better team, ignoring the rankings at PFF, ignoring the current records. Whether it's Eckler, Allen, Williams, this offense is absolutely loaded. I don't think the Josh Jacobs news matters all that much to the outcome of this game. He's either in, plays a little bit more, or he's out, and they just use two guys to be Josh Jacobs. I don't really care too much. From a fantasy perspective, I care if Jacobs is playing. From a grand scheme of things, I don't really care at all if Josh Jacobs is in this game. I'm going to go to the Chargers. I think they win. I don't want to say handily, but I can see this one being like a 10-point game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny because you look at the Raiders are undefeated, but this is no upset. The Chargers are favorite. And I think that they should be. These are very, very evenly matched teams. The Chargers are at home. Not that they have exactly the best home
stellar field. Home field.
Yeah, both real man. Good. But I think the Raiders, even though they've been impressive, take a step back tonight. But one thing and one catalyst for the Raiders that I have been really impressed with has been Henry Ruggs. And although I don't like them in the game, I did this with Jamar Chase in the Cincinnati game. I'm going to try it here. I'm going to go for Henry Ruggs over 21.5 for his longest reception at minus 115. We know what he likes to do. He's a burner. And credit to Carr, he's been able to get him the ball in three games. He's got a 23-yard reception, a 61-yard reception, a 37-yard reception. He has cleared this number in all three contests, but it's not just, oh, he's going to get two deep shots and we need to hit one. Ruggs has 19 targets in three games, so they have been more than apt to say, let's get this guy the ball. You should have a fair share of chances to cash this tonight. So it's one of those situations, if they are down, it's hard to think that Carr won't be dropping back a ton. He's already been passing at a ridiculous volume so far this season. Even though I like the Chargers in the game, I'm going to say that Henry Ruggs is able to connect on at least one deep one. Over 21.5 at minus 115. That is my second favorite prop on the board tonight. I will lay a strip of bacon.
Eckler, Ruggs, Chargers, -3. Those are the goods for tonight's Monday Night Football game. Thank you for watching The Breakfast Menu, served up by BetMGM.